So I took the bus to the HEB in Bellmead, and I have to say the TSTC Bellmead bus to HEB is a true joy. There's this awesome bus driver named Mary, who everybody loves. Everyone was chatting on the bus. It felt like a real community. One of the people I talked to was Ann Dugan. She just moved to Waco 5 months ago, and she said she just rides the bus around town sometimes to see the sights. Today, though, she was going grocery shopping.
I go pick prescriptions and my groceries, and then I have like 5-10 minutes, and then I walk across. I like riding it because of Mary. She picks me up, and it's on the corner by my house. So, yeah, so I figured if I drive, I'll just take the bus. I just take the bus with Mary.
Waco Transit has this unique thing that, personally, I haven't seen in any other town. The buses will stop for you if you just wave them down. That's absolutely unheard of in places like Chicago or Austin. Buses stop exclusively at bus stops, and you'd better be there on time or get left in the dust. So Anne, that lady I was just talking to, her house is right on a bus route, and she gets picked up and dropped off. And to top it all off, she gets to ride around with the bus driver everybody loves, Mary, and yes, she's really nice.
Oh, your name's Mary?
Yes, it is.
People like you a lot. How long have you been a bus driver?
29 years.
Do you like your route?
Yes. I guess I love it. I've been here all my life.
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right.
I've got to say, getting on and off the bus at HEB in Bellmead was a little sketchy. The bus drops you off on Highway 84 on the wrong side of several lanes of traffic. There's no sidewalk or crosswalk or stop sign or anything. So me and Anne and this lady you're about to hear from, Lolita, and her little granddaughter, Azoria, had to scurry across the street to the median, wait for some more traffic to pass, and scamper to the other side of the highway. Nobody was ever in danger. I was just surprised that this stop, which a lot of people use, wasn't really marked off. So here's Lolita Heasley. She's one of many people who were going to HEB and Walmart on the first of the month to pay her bills.
I ride the bus just to go to HEB, because I've been doing it for years. And I'm probably going here and do what I got to do here, and then I go on that little mall thing and get stuff I need, and then I go home.
And what's the route you take back?
It depends on how long it takes me to do it.
And that issue, how long it takes you to get your errands done, gets kind of complicated when you factor in Waco's bus schedule. I got off the bus at 9:27 in the morning. If I wanted to head back to town on the next bus, I would need to get on it at 9:41. That's just 14 minutes later. Possibly enough time if you're a supermarket suite champion, but if you miss that bus, you've got to wait until 10:30 for the next one. Certainly enough time, but possibly way too much time. And if for some reason you miss that bus, you've got to wait another hour for the next round of buses. That's just how it goes when you only have one bus per hour on every route. So for me, I had a few groceries to buy, more than I could get in 14 minutes, so I was left sitting around for a while. In order to get back into town, I needed to take the East Waco bus back. There are two different East Waco buses, the odd hour bus and the even hour bus. Basically, the bus runs one route in the odd hours and then pretty much the exact opposite route in the even hours. I met Bonnie Reed on the East Waco even hours bus, and she was not happy.
This route sucks.
Why does it suck?
It goes one way, turns around, goes the other way, goes right back the same way, comes back. This is just the worst route I've ever been on, and I've been on lots of routes.
I've heard this complaint from a bunch of people who ride the East Waco bus. Since the route retraces its route every hour, if you live at the beginning or the end of the route, it sometimes takes almost 2 hours for the bus to come by again.
You gotta do everything and wait an hour, and if you ain't right there on that hour, you're gone. Wait another hour. So to pay my bills takes me almost 4 hours to get back home. Yeah. But I thank God there is a bus. I can't walk too good. I've got COPD. I just have to just deal with it.
Bonnie told me she doesn't ever use the bus to go grocery shopping, which is tough for her because she doesn't have a car and all the grocery stores are pretty far away from where she lives. She was just at HEB to pay bills today, so she didn't have to carry anything along with her. But when she does shop, she has to call her sister to drive her. The conclusion I arrived at is that, at least in Waco, cars are nearly essential if you want to get around in a timely fashion and want to do things like buy groceries or large items. But if you're just getting around for stuff like a job or to pay your bills, it's possible to ride the bus if you plan ahead. It might seem obvious to say this, but it takes a lot longer to ride the bus than to drive. It took me over 2 hours to run a simple errand that would have taken me 15 minutes in a car. And it's important to note that Waco's bus routes can be pretty complicated every now and then. And every now and then, your bus will be late. This isn't to say I expect buses to be just as easy or convenient as driving, but it's important to realize that there are a lot of people out there who depend on this service, and it can be hard to rely on, especially if you need to get groceries. Some people, like Kisten Merrick, do just fine.
No, because I usually got the schedule in my head of when it's running, what time it's running, and stuff like that. I know it runs on the hour, every hour on the hour, so it's not that hard for me.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.